am. However,
daily hospital and
I'm Stina
Sieg numbers
in Grand Junction.
Still rising steeply,
a strike involving more than 8,000 King Soopers employees has ended after 10 days of demonstrations. The union representing the workers says it's reached a tentative 3-year deal with the company to end the strike. Details about what's in the proposed contract will not be made public until next week, when members will vote on whether to ratify the agreement. Union President Kim Cordova says employees can start returning to work today. Colorado's unemployment rate is the lowest it's been since the start of the pandemic. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
In December, unemployment dropped to 4.8%, down from a historically high rate of 12.1% in April 2020. According to the state's Labor Department, Colorado has gained back nearly 90% of its non-farm jobs that were lost in the first few months of the pandemic, which exceeds the national rate. Colorado has recovered from the COVID-19 recession faster than it did the recession of the early 2000s and the Great Recession. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
And find more news online at cpr.org. In western portions of Metro Denver, there's a winter weather advisory in effect that includes the foothills and Boulder. Snow totals could be up to 8 inches in spots, making for a dangerous commute. The advisory ends at midnight. In Denver right now, it's 32 degrees, Vail 28, Grand Junction 36. This is CPR News.